Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to Working Title. It's your favorite time of the week here on CGLO 1690 AM. I know, I'm always so animated. I'm your host, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Cleo Doherty. What's going on, Cleo?
Hello! I'm slightly less animated and maybe not confident in our viewership, but yeah. Hello.
Yep. And Cleo's audio is a bit different today because she is live from work.
Wrap me out. No,
I'm different, and I want to make sure that people know
you sound different. I'm in a brick cafeteria, so maybe my acoustics are different.
Yeah, I think the gain's maybe a little high on you. I think you're peaking a little bit.
Okay. But I'm always peeking, Danny.
Exactly. I mean, literally. But yeah, I'm very excited for our show today. I'm excited
Me
for
too.
Our topic. I am excited. I was just telling you just off of recording that we have a ton of new CanCon that just like, I woke up this morning. I was like, man, what am I going to put on the playlist? And then I was like, looking on Spotify. I was like, wow, there's so much new music by Canadian bands that like my work cut out for me, you know?
Amazing. Love when I don't have to do. I like when you have the topic because then I just get to sit here and listen because exactly. I don't have to do anything.
It's the same, right? It's the same thing. You know, it's a good system we have, right? It's one great. Week, you know, it's bi-weekly and we're only ever worrying about it really one week, you know?
Exactly.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And I know, and I had a lot of fun last time. But yeah, so my topic I will reveal a little bit. So it is the origin, okay, of the term riding shotgun and calling shotgun.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know a very small bit of why they call it calling shotgun, but I'm so excited to hear the full story.
Like it's pretty straightforward, but it's like, you know, it's definitely really interesting that it's stuck around so long, you know? Like it's literally, they say, you know, just a little example, like the first they're saying like use of it in a book was like as early as like Wells Fargo like employee handbooks in like the 1880s.
You know? Oh my God. Yeah,
exactly. Right. Cause they were like, cause these guys were just, you know, delivering payroll and money all around the Old West in like in a coach, you know? So there were some instructions on how to protect yourself.
Wow. Okay. So
we will get to that in a bit, but first I have our songs that we got coming up. So we got a two new songs that are literally fresh off of the record. They're literally both like I think the first one is about 9 days old, the second one is maybe about a week old. The first song, we got Robot Writes a Song by Pup, you know me. I love me.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's a great song.
Love me some good Canadian punk boys.
Exactly. No, and the music video looks hilarious. Like I was seeing a little bit of it. Like Pup, they're just so funny. So we're gonna start you guys off with that, and then again, you know me, I love Ghost. They got a new single, and it's called "Call Me Little Sunshine," and it's fantastic. Oop, I'm gonna have to cut myself again.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. I usually leave myself a nice of a buffer. I can bleep anything that I. I just have to remember that.
Yeah, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. I do it all the time. God damn it. All right. Well, guys, so don't touch that dial. Sit right here on Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. We're going to hit you with some Pup and some Ghost right here in one sec.
Again, bring it back to me.
That was just Robot Writes a Song by Pup and Call Me Little Sunshine by Ghost. And so we're going to hit you with a little ad break here on Working Title, and we'll be right back.